Praise the Lord. I hope you're doing well today. So today we're going to chapter 4 of the book That He Loves His Girls by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And like I said yesterday, today we're doing, it's called Fatherless Girls, Fearful Women and Faithfulness. And so as I was reading just now through this book before I came and shared, it's pretty early in the morning. I had to make time for y'all because I care about you. And so fatherless girls, that is a very tricky area, but I want to approach it with so much sensitivity and so much because I care for your heart. And so, you know, most of us have a different image of fatherhood. Some have had present fathers. Unfortunately, some fathers left. Some have had fathers who have taken advantage of them in one way or another. I'm very sorry about that. And your perception of fatherhood may affect your perception towards maybe the gender, the male gender, and even how you perceive God as a father. And so in this chapter, Bishop T.D. Jakes breaks this down and takes time to apologize for all the things that maybe you have gone through and how you have received fatherhood or leading in your life, because fathers or in our lives are a point of reference. And for a young girl or a young daughter, it is that we watch our fathers and draw conclusions as to what men are like and what men should be. And sometimes we have picked the right things, sometimes we have not picked the right things. And as we grow, we need to realize that we have a Father in heaven who is not limited, and a Father in heaven who really cares for you. And so if maybe your father left, or you never had a good one with your father, and maybe he wasn't present, I'm very sorry about that. And here to give you hope that God is a good father. He is not limited. As human beings, we are, but our God is a faithful father, and that he still cares. He cares for you. He always has. He always will. He had a plan why you should come to earth and why you were created, and it was he was faithful enough to just bring you through stewards who are parents, but you are a child of God, and that he is faithful to restore you. And so Bishop T.D. Jakes reminds us to take time and seek the face of God so that we can draw healing and we can be restored, because true healing and healing and love that you maybe had wanted as a child is found in God. And there's a thing that says that in every woman there's a little girl, and in every woman there's a little girl. And that little girl may have had wounds from her perception of fatherhood that may have affected how she shows up and how she views men. And at the beginning of this chapter, he says that the world right now has had, we see things of extreme sayings, like extreme things that people saying all men are the same, but all men are not the same, you know. And God, it would be unfair for us to judge one, to take one judgment of somebody and place and blame it on an entire gender, because God is faithful and there are good guys out here and there are good men who will treat you right. And so here to encourage you that don't live in the place of fear, because this chapter is like broken down to fatherless girls, and that may breed fearful women because of the fear of the unknown. It causes you to be self-sufficient, to afford, so independent, to a place where you disregard the male gender. And all the genders are important for a child's growth. Like at the beginning, he was saying that, you know, there's a place for your father in a girl's life, there's a place for a mother in a girl's life. And all these important people in our lives play different roles. And sometimes, by the grace of God, we thank God that even though sometimes we have not a present father, but God is a present father, and you have seen fathers in your life. Some have been fathered by their teachers, some have been fathered by their uncles, some have had second opportunities to have second dads. Whatever that looks like in your context, I don't know, but there's a Father in heaven who is faithful. It's a Father in heaven who cares for you so much. A Father in heaven who is wants to be present for you if you'd allow him. Yeah. So we need to seek healing. And I know that it is important that every child gets both figures in their lives, and absence of one could create a void and a need, like our previous chapter of if there's any need, like God is there to fill it, and so he is able to feel that need. And it's not your fault that maybe somebody left, it's not your fault that maybe your parent left, it did not work out, and I want just you to allow God to free you from any form of guilt or shame, and that fathers are important, and that's why we have a heavenly Father who cares for us and wants to heal us, because the enemy constantly wants you to focus on the why my father left, on this thing happened to me, and I'm sorry for all that happened again. But God is able to restore you, and so don't limit yourself and don't take it up and just have a negative perspective towards men, because there are good men out there, and that God will even wants you to enjoy the gift of relationship. And so it's good to get back to Jesus, because only he can affirm, that position in your life, and only just can soothe your itching affection and scars from affirmation from a masculine image. And he presents up good image, and if you look to him to fill up that void. And also he speaks about achieving the gift to be alone first, then you are able to have somebody else, because some people, through not having a present father, have either come to a point of detesting men, and others have gotten to a point of where they will receive any form of treatment or anything that a man gives, because they are so desperate for that presence in their lives. So Bishop T.D. Jakes affirms women that we should be able to be secure in who God says we are, and not move in the place of desperation or alienation, where you are comfortable as self before you invite someone else comes into your life. You have to be secure in who God says you are, because most people, sometimes we have unrealistic expectations towards our counterparts, the male gender, and we have to be realistic that they're human beings, you know, because yes, we have father, but as we grow older, we want relationship and we will desire to relate with the men, and just to have formed something beautiful in that way that honors God, of course. And so we have to be understand their importance and of course honor and appreciate their place in our lives, but above all, be at the place where you're comfortable as an individual. Yes, you don't feel that the absence of somebody in your life makes you lonely, because that would lead to wrong relationships and to just take in anything because you are desperate for something. God desires to relate with people and have relationship, but it should be from a healthy perspective. And if you're not able to heal from the trauma we have picked up maybe from childhood and our perception about this amazing gender, the male gender, we may lose relationships, we may just have a bad perception and we will not enjoy life like God would want us to enjoy, because God created us to partner together and to enjoy relationship. And also after that, now we have addressed fatherless girls, the fear that comes with that, and how it affects our perception, and now faithfulness. So at the end of this chapter, God is saying that we are a gift. You are like, I'm so used to saying God is saying, Bishop T.D. Jakes is saying, that you are strong, you are gifted, and you are blessed. You are blessed from your mother's womb. You are a gift born out of the will of and the mandates of God. You are uniquely endowed with gifts and talents that will never be duplicated and cannot successfully be imitated. You are awesome. Breathe in life and seal it in your hand. Turn your course, steady your mind, and reach for the stars. All things are possible to the one who can believe. You are not limited by your past. You are only limited by the weights you refuse to release. And sobriety is a gift from God. So I pray that you would walk in sobriety, that God will give you clarity, and that I pray that this will shift, that you will not allow trends. You know, there's so many things I see on memes daily about speaking over that, about men, about women. And let me tell you, in God created man, male and female, and he said it was good. We are meant to complement each other, not to fight against each other. And no matter what you have been through, bitterness will not help it. And forgiveness, holding it in your heart, release it and let God heal you, and so that you can be able to celebrate and appreciate what life has to offer. The enemy most times wants us to live in that bubble and in that place of maybe regret, maybe somebody, and maybe you had a relationship, a partner hurt you, and so you are just scared of stepping into another because for various reasons. But let me tell you, don't block out your blessing because of what happened in the past. Allow God to heal you. Allow God to restore you. There's beauty in relationship. There's beauty in appreciating one another. And this is more of course, also to appreciate that all genders are special, the male and the female. And we are all human beings. We have our flaws and we have our weaknesses. But God is faithful. He is the ultimate place of reference, Father. And He says that men are only human. They are mad with flaws. I have tried to give you everything. I will fail. I am made of clay. Where I miss out, hold it against no other, but turn to God, who makes up the differences in life and balances the books for those who believe in His name. And even for those who have had present fathers, you realize that at some point they fell short because they're human, right? Just have the heart that forgives, have a heart that like loves, let God's love so infiltrate you that you choose to love people the way God loves and to see them the way God sees them. So I pray that this would spark healing and maybe have you restore that relationship with somebody that maybe you were not on terms with, and that parent, could be even a mom, you know, and realize that sometimes also if it's unhealthy for you, you can have distance boundaries around that, because you have to also take care of yourself. But just to ask that God would soften your heart towards things, that God would soften your heart towards how you approach life, and that you will not blame and take one incident that happened to you and choose to blame it on an entire species or entire gender, or and just miss out on life because of you holding on to something that God wants you to just trust Him with and let go, because He's the ultimate Father and that He loves you so much, dear daughter. And so I think I will just close this with a prayer. I feel it's so important that I do. So let's believe and pray. As Jehovah God, we come before you this beautiful early morning, and whatever time of day that whoever is listening to this will listen in to God. And I commit the heart of every woman that is listening in, every little girl, the wounds they have, God, the scars within. And God, you know all they have been through, you know how they feel towards this particular subject. It's a sensitive topic, but God, nothing is impossible with you. You are a healer. You are a faithful Father to heal and restore and redeem their time, to redeem them, to redeem their relationships with their fathers, to redeem their perceptions and their views towards life, and that you will cause them to step out and not build up walls that cause them and hide them from what you're releasing in their lives, but rather they will be fearless women who will step into these places and step into your healing and restoration, and give them a chance to live life again, to see life through your lenses, and to have hope in what you're doing in their lives. And God, that they will be more concerned about being faithful to you than what the world says, that their hearts will be at the center of being faithful and to you, and just choose to walk in obedience to what you're doing, and to forgive. Lord, give them the strength and the heart to forgive, and give them a heart of flesh, yeah, that they will not be hardened by what they've gone through in life, but rather they will know that you're a faithful Father, and that you care for them, that you love them, that you are worthy, that you're awesome, that you're a good God, and that you love them so much that you care about them like they could never wrap their minds around what you feel towards them, God, and that they will be faithful to serving you, to looking towards you as their heavenly Father. You are a faithful God. Abba Father, we lift your name on high. We bless your name this morning on behalf of every woman listening. And I pray for we receive healing, restoration, relationship, your love, and the place of faithfulness to continue to abide in you and hope in you and trust in you and have faith that you are a God who restores completely, and a God and a Father who loves them dearly, and a Father who cares for them, a Father who wants to just embrace them and just shower love upon their lives, God. We bless and glorify your holy name, Jehovah God, for it's, we believe, praying in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that this episode will be one that heals you, one that gets into the parts of your heart that you've not addressed, and that God will search those beautiful parts of your heart. You're a beautiful lady, you're a beautiful woman, and you deserve so much more. God loves you, and He cares for you, and He wants to heal you. He wants to just love on you, yeah? He wants to care for that
beautiful soul you have in there. And so trust him to be a father, a faithful father to you, and love on you. And so our next chapter is interesting, right? The right to choose. And I feel like it's more towards like what we face in life, what we have a right to choose. And yeah, so I can't wait to share the next chapter with you guys tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I love you so much, and God loves you like more than you could ever think or even imagine. Until next time, bye.